This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start with charter schools. Today, the state Senate is debating and voting on a controversial compromise bill to increase the number of and tighten regulations on charter schools in the state. As we've pointed out before, pro and anti-charter school advocates do not agree on much, but they agree that they don't like this bill. Last week, we heard from charter school advocates. Here's Mark Kennan, head of the Massachusetts Charter Public School Association.
This, in fact, will freeze the growth of public charter schools, and it will impose new regulations on the existing charter schools that will make it that much more difficult for us to continue to offer the high-quality options that we do.
Well, today, let's hear from the Massachusetts Teachers Association, which has long opposed raising the cap on charter schools. Barbara Mataloni is president of the MTA, and she joins us now. Barbara Mataloni, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, honestly, if you can tell by my voice, I've been better, but I'm doing all right. So first of all, Barbara, let me ask you, as I pointed out before, it seems as if this compromise bill isn't making anybody happy in the charter school debate. Ironically, isn't that a sign that it might be a good bill?
I always think that's a very dangerous road to go down. If we split the baby in half, it must be a good thing is something we want to be careful of. But I'm interested in what Mr. Keenan said there in your lead into this, and sort of fascinated by the idea that if we look at things like whether or not teachers are certified in charter schools, if we say that charter schools need to enroll the same number of students for whom English is a second language, or the same percentage of students who have special needs as they're sending districts, that somehow is going to impact their success. What we do in public schools is work with every child. That's what makes public schools critical and important and a wonderful place. So I'm just sort of really curious and interested in Mr. Keenan's objecting to those kinds of regulations.
Okay, so let me ask you then, in terms of that aspect of the compromise bill, do you like those regulations being proposed for charter schools? And if so, then why not have a partial lifting of the cap as a compromise on the other side?
Well, I find it really fascinating that we've had charter schools in Massachusetts now for more than 20 years, and we are finally looking at regulating them, and that has to be connected to a cap raise. I don't understand the connection between those two. It seems to me that what we should be looking at is regulating charter schools and really doing that and making sure we can actually follow through mm-hmm. on the kinds of regulations that we impose. If you look right now at Suzanne Bump, the auditor's report relative to data on charter schools, we can't even get good data right now about charter schools, how many students they are. They're claiming 34,000 on the wait list. The auditor says, absolutely no way that's accurate, but I can't tell you what's accurate because there's no good data. Let's regulate first, and let's have that as a separate conversation. Same thing with the foundation budget that is also tied up in this bill. Why would we need to have a conversation about fully funding public education and connecting it to a charter cap? Can't we have a conversation first about fully funding public education in Massachusetts?
Well, I believe that perhaps advocates of charter schools would say it's not really a conversation if all of the talk is in favor of one side of the conversation or demands and questions that have been asked by one side.
I'm not sure I even understand what that says.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that I mean, it's all baked into the word compromise. It's a compromise bill, and there's no compromise if, say, the things that the MTA have been asking for are the only things in the bill.
I think the thing that is the beginning conversation that we need to have is the conversation that began 100 years ago in Massachusetts about making a commitment to fully funding free public education, high-quality public education for the children of Massachusetts. That's the conversation that we need to be having. It is, and we need to begin there and stay there. And we're not doing that yet. We're not talking about that. Charter schools are a separate system. They're a private system funded with public dollars. Why we would be having that conversation instead of a conversation about what we need for our public school and for the great, great majority of students in Massachusetts who are attending public schools is honestly baffling to me.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, I mean, the compromise bill also does promise a great deal of funding, about what, $1.4 billion over 7 years for all public schools?
Which is what we need today.
But if the bill doesn't go through, wouldn't that money be left on the table?
that money doesn't need to be on the table. Let's go back and have a conversation about how to get that money on the table. Why do we have to have a boot on our neck from the people in charter industry in order to talk about fully funding our schools? When the Foundation Budget Review Commission released its report last fall, it didn't go anywhere until it got connected to charter schools.
Hmm.
I think we need to talk to our legislators and hold them accountable for that. Why isn't the conversation in Massachusetts about guaranteeing free, high-quality public education for every single child in Massachusetts, whether English is a second language, no matter what their special needs are, no matter where they live, no matter how poor their parents are, no matter what color their skin
right.
is.
Barbara Mattaloni, if I can just jump in here, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've just got a couple seconds left, and I did want to get one more question to you, because say this compromise bill doesn't make it through the Senate or get a full vote in the Massachusetts legislature, that sets up the possibility of this voter ballot question in the fall. Would the MTA rather have the question go to voters?
This is what I know. The people of Massachusetts support public education. The people of Massachusetts want to improve our public schools. I think we go to the ballot and we're going to win. They overreached in their ballot question. They're trying to do too much. They're not going to be successful. And I'm looking forward to beating this at the ballot.
Barbara Mattaloni is president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. It's always great to have you in the program. Look forward to having you back sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Megan. Take care.
Well, when we come back, we'll have some highlights of the years past on Radio Boston. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. Mm-hmm.